Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nangangati ka ba tuwing winter? O may mga skin allergy na bigla na lang sumulpot sa tuwing malamig ang panahon? Ayon sa mga eksperto, maaaring ito ay dermatitis, eczema, o di kaya hives. Ano-ano ba ang mga terminong ito? At paano magagamot ngayong taglamig? Alamin kasama si Dr. Sharon Sugilon sa Healthy Pinoy. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong umaga ay may mga katanungan tayo tungkol sa ating kalusugan at upang sagutin ang mga ito, kasama natin sa programa Dr. Sharon Sugilon. Doc, tatalakayin natin ngayon ang tungkol sa mga karaniwan o common skin problems ng mga Pinoy tuwing winter o taglamig nga at kung paano natin ito maaaring i-manage o iwasan. Ano-ano ba yung mga karaniwang skin problems nating mga Pinoy dito sa Australia, lalo na't hindi tayo sanay sa weather and season dito?
Because where we are, you know, the seasonal weather changes, it can really, so we call it winter rash. So there's actually a term for it where, you know, our skin becomes really dry and dehydrated. And the most common skin condition so far that I have encountered, especially this year, number one is dermatitis. So dermatitis is a term which refers to inflammation of the skin. Mm. It, your skin becomes dry, becomes really itchy. Uh-huh. And most common, so there are different types of dermatitis. The most common would be contact dermatitis. So now that we have a lot of international Filipino students and where they study and at the same time able to work, a lot of service-related work they do. So using a lot of harsh chemicals on their skin when they work and traveling. So a lot of them have, you know, those inflamed skin, really itchy and really troubled by this. Mm-mm. So that's one. Second, most common would be in babies and children. So I've seen a lot of babies and children with eczema. Eczema is common and it tends to develop like my family history of asthma or allergies. And these babies are really irritable, not happy, not feeding, not sleeping. Even the kids, they scratch themselves all the time. Mm-hmm. And when you look at their skin, it's really dry, flaky, and you know, really bothered by these rashes. So those are the two most common causes. I've also encountered one we call cold urticaria. So she just went out in a cold weather and then she developed hives, yung pantal-pantal. So that's another common one where, you know, the skin is swollen, it's itchy, and then it has that bumps, yung pantal-pantal, because of the cold weather. They're just sensitive to cold air, so that's another one. But most of the time, it just goes away once you come inside and get warm.
Ito yung mga pinaka-common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Doc, itong mga skin problems o allergies, napansin ko lang, they flare up more during winter. Ito ba dahil sa weather o environmental factors? Why? Why do they flare up in winter mostly?
Yeah. Okay, so our skin has this outer layer where you have the skin cells and these natural oils that hold water inside your skin. Mm. But this helps your skin feel soft, moisturized, and smooth. But then during the cold weather, you know, cold temperature can affect the condition of the skin. For example, if you go out, so you have cold air, low humidity, and then high winds, so outdoors, these environmental factors can strip your skin of this much-needed moisture. And then, because you're cold, you get inside, you come inside, and then you turn up the heater, you take hot showers.
Yes.
And so these can also strip further that barrier. So all these factors can actually cause your skin to lose its natural oil and that outer layer. So the moisture escapes, your skin gets dry and then itchy, and then you get these rashes. So other causes apart from that would be if you're sensitive to soaps and, you know, harsh chemicals, ingredients in your skincare, so it can also cause itch. Or if you're stressed and fatigued, it can also cause, cause itchy, dry skin. and a misconception, but actually in the winter we also have high UV rays, so you can get sunburns, and so it's really important to still protect your skin even though it's winter with sunscreen.
And there's also a chance that people develop allergies and skin condition kahit na wala silang ganun before. Like myself, Doc, I can say that, you know, from the Philippines, I didn't have that. Parang wala siya, as in wala, hindi siya nag-exist. Yeah. When I came here, nagsilabasan yung mga allergies. That's possible, right?
Yes, very possible. And I've heard a lot of Filipinos saying that, I really had good skin in the Philippines. Why here? Eto na, you know, I don't have nice skin anymore. What's happening? So definitely possible. And so like I mentioned, those causes above. And once you know the causes, then you can address them and prevent dry skin from developing. I would say is to really ensure your skin stays smooth and hydrated during winter. So drinking plenty of water. But in terms of what you can do for your skin is to not use any soap. When I say not soap, so use non-soap cleanser or shower gel, so soap-free hand wash, so you can get that from your chemist or from the supermarket. And then when you shower, you just avoid too hot water on your skin. So maybe lukewarm water is best, not too cold, not too hot. When you dry your skin, you just pat it dry rather than rubbing. And of course, using moisturizer straight after you get out of the shower to keep the moisture in. Using a humidifier at home, you know, when we have dry heat inside, it can dry the skin. So getting a humidifier for home can actually add moisture to the air. Like I mentioned, using sunscreen when outdoors. And if you can, if you have itchy skin, and then if it develops, you have itchy, dry skin, if you can avoid scratching, and just apply your moisturizer, a little bit of cortisone over the counter can also help with that. So those are the things that we can do to prevent dry skin, especially at this time.
Okay, that's very good tips, Doc. If they already have a skin problem, like if they have dermatitis, eczema, or ibang allergies, can you give us practical tips naman? Paano natin pwedeng pamahalaan o i-manage ito?
Using soap alternatives, so no soap, bubble baths, shower gels can really dry the skin. So use a soap alternative, is something that's gentler and will help lock in moisture. Also, using moisturizer every day, so morning and night if you can, and also serums that will really get the skin healthier by keeping it hydrated with this product. For those with really dry, itchy skin, you can get some barrier creams from the chemist, so they would be able to advise you what they are. So in terms of treatment, the main thing is that during winter time, our skin, although we develop some dryness, it's not serious, but then it can also lead to not a very good quality of life when you're itchy all over.
True.
And you're miserable and you feel irritated. So you do all those prevention and all this treatment that you can do. But then if it doesn't improve, make sure you seek advice from your GP or from your doctor.
Leading to my next question, Doc. Mahalaga talaga na magpa-check sa GP para mas malaman talaga natin kung ano yung cause.
And also, I've had so many referral to a dermatologist because they have these problems with their skin. But I always say in Australia, most of these conditions are managed by your own GP. So your GPs are really good, knowledgeable. They know all the first, second line treatments. So you see them first. And of course, if you have tried all this plus prescription medications for your skin, that's when we refer to the dermatologist. So that's how we do it here in Australia. For those Kababayans who are new, our international students who, unlike in the Philippines, we go straight to the dermatologist.
That's
so
right.
Here, yeah, everyone sees their GP as their first point of reference. So drink plenty of water, keep healthy, and just be I always tell my patients and their moms, you just have to be, you know, if you have to moisturize every 2 hours, then do it.
Very helpful tips para sa ating mga allergies ngayong winter. Maraming salamat, Dr. Sharon Sugilon. Laging tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan. Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.